The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Erica McCarty for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Restaurant Review. For the next half hour, I will be sharing information compiled from WRAL News and Observer, Raleigh Magazine, Kerry Magazine, KerryBeerAndBourbon.com, GuinnessWorldRecords.com, Triangle Food Blog, and NC Triangle Dining, both restaurant food and drink blogs. Today's conversation on comforting culinary cuisine is barbecue. Are you a barbecue fanatic? There may be nothing better than the moment a mouthful of slightly sweet and perfectly juicy pulled pork or barbecued chicken ribs or sausage meets your lips. No matter what your barbecue addiction includes, one thing's for sure. When it comes to barbecue tastes, exploring new regions in the U.S. brings new flavors to the palate. We all know there are lots of ways to barbecue, but the most common styles of regional barbecue are Texas, Memphis, Kansas City, and of course, Carolina. Specialties for Texas include beef brisket, sausage, and beef ribs. The rub comprises simple salt and pepper, and the sauce is tomato-based. If you're a fan of simple, traditional, and hearty barbecue, this style will likely suit you best. If you enjoy strongly spiced barbecue styles, Memphis might be for you. Memphis specialties include pork ribs and pulled pork. The rub is made of savory spices and lots of paprika, and the sauce is thin and has bold hints of vinegar, tomatoes, and spice. Sit back and relax as you bask in a sea of tingling taste buds and bursts of flavor. Kansas City style. If you dream of smoky, sticky, meaty nuggets of pure beef joy, Kansas City is a must-visit place for your barbecue bucket list. Specialties include burnt ends, and the rub is sweet and spicy. The sauce is tomato-based and is also spicy, thick, and sweet. If you like burnt ends, you don't want to miss this style. And North Carolina, for diehard barbecue enthusiasts, it doesn't get any better than the North Carolina way. Specialties are whole hog roast and pork ribs, and the rub is spicy and sweet. The sauce is thin, and it's vinegar and pepper-based. If you've never seen the beauty of a whole hog roasting over the fire, finding a place that hosts traditional barbecues the North Carolina way will be a dream come true. And finally, South Carolina. This state puts its own unique spin on traditional barbecue, especially when it comes to the sauce. Specialties are pork shoulder and tasty sausage. The rub for South Carolina style includes savory spices and dry mustard, and the sauce is creamy and sweet yellow gold mustard based. If you're a sucker for a solid barbecue sauce, this style will satisfy your taste buds' desires. Is your mouth watering yet? Because mine is. The word barbecue comes from the language of a Caribbean Indian tribe called Taino. Their word for grilling on a raised wooden grate is barbacoa. We know the word dates back to at least 1526 from a Spanish explorer's written account of the West Indies. Did you know the world's largest barbecue was unveiled on June 20th, 2004? And built on Discovery Channel's show Big. It measured 15 feet 3 3/4 inches high, 20 feet 2 1/4 inches wide, and 8 feet deep. The grill was 96 square feet, 12 feet wide, and 8 feet deep. At its unveiling, the barbecue was used to cook a whole pig, a 10-foot hot dog, and 4 turkeys. And did you know the U.S. has more barbecues than any other country? People in the United States love their barbecue more than any other country. And did you know the first modern barbecue was invented in 1952 by George Stephen, who was a welder at Weber Brothers Metalworks in Illinois in America? He cut a metal buoy in half to make a grill that was dome-shaped. He added 3 steel legs to the dome, and then he used the top of the buoy as a lid to the grill. And the top 4 states, I bet you didn't know, that eat the most barbecue are Montana, Kansas, Missouri, and Wyoming. From an article in the North Carolina Triangle Dining food blog last month, they were spotlighting and reviewing the new barbecue lab, which opened about 4 months ago. It is an updated take on the classic barbecue eatery in North Hills in Raleigh. Given how long it takes to make smoked meats, barbecue is one of my favorite things to enjoy when dining out, says Don Wen, the author of this article. While simple in concept, you certainly need to start with great ingredients and know what you are doing as a smoker or pitmaster to get the right results. While the Raleigh area is currently going through a barbecue renaissance, one of the places I first ran into that dished out great barbecue was Redneck Barbecue Lab out of Benson. Located as part of a humble restaurant attached to a gas station, it put out great meats and sides and was worth the trip down south for me. But now we're blessed to have a much more convenient location right here in North Hills, the Barbecue Lab. Located in the old Q Shack space in the older part of North Hills, you can now get the same great smoked meats and southern sides right in Raleigh. If you're visiting the Barbecue Lab and are familiar with North Hills, you probably know that its location is right in the middle of things, and parking is very limited. You're probably best off using the underground parking next to the North Hills Target. Try to find a spot, one near the escalators, and ride up to the ground level where you'll find the Barbecue Lab next to Witch Witch. As soon as you enter, the line forms to your right. Like many barbecue joints, it's quick, casual, and you order your meats, main meal, and then sides are added to your meal. And it's finally rung up at the end. Menus are available at the front of the line, and as you move through the line to the queuing area, you will go by all of the Barbecue Lab branded merchandise, bottled sauces, and barbecue competition awards. Meats are sold at the Barbecue Lab by the half pound, and everything is a la carte with sides in two sizes, side or pint. Sandwiches are also available along with dessert and soft drinks. A bar area or to-go window is off to the back left where you can grab a craft beer, bourbon, or cocktail. Sort of a different setup, but I'm sure there are reasons. After grabbing your order tray, you can self-serve your drink and find a spot to sit in the large open dining room. Seating is primarily four tops, with some single seats up front near the windows and the sidewalk. The dining room is nicely decorated with some cool artwork depicting rural southern scenery. Overall, the feel at the Barbecue Lab feels like a refreshed Q experience. But it's all about the food, am I right? And the Barbecue Lab is doing a nice job there. For the smoked meats, I highly recommend the lean and meaty ribs or the well-caramelized, unctuous burnt ends, double-sauced brisket chunks, which might be the best in the area. The burnt ends hit you with a loft of fat, umami sweet flavor in a small package. I love them. The sliced brisket at Barbecue Lab was solid, but not a standout for me. The sides are pretty standard at the Barbecue Lab, but served up in a larger portion. The baked beans and collards, cooked perfectly tender, are solid, while I found the jalapeno mac and cheese a bit lacking. There was not much flavor to that side. The cornbread is standard, sweetened cornbread served in chunks a la carte, and I recommend getting a piece to nom on while eating this rich meal. Note that the Barbecue Lab also serves up some great sandwiches if you don't want to order by the pound, and there are meat specials on specific days of the week. Burnt ends, pastrami, beef ribs, which are not available all the time. As a fan of the original Redneck Barbecue Lab, I was pretty pumped to hear that location was moving closer to me in Raleigh. But as many local foodies know, there has been a bit of a barbecue renaissance in the area, as we said before, with other great options like Lawrence Barbecue, Longleaf Swine, and even the brand new Midwood Barbecue opening up in the area over the past 24 months. And while I love the new Barbecue Lab location and food, it may take a bit of time to reach the consistency of the old Redneck Barbecue Lab, which is cranking out great food. Maybe there's just something cool about eating barbecue in a restaurant attached to a gas station? But I'll keep an eye out on the Barbecue Lab in the months ahead. Smoking great meats is as much an art as a science, so we shall see how this location progresses over time. The Barbecue Lab is located at 4120 140 Main at North Hill Street in Raleigh. And their phone number is 919-900-8426. Kerry Magazine profiled Big Mike's Barbecue several months ago. This article was written by David McCreary. Big Mike's is known for Eastern North Carolina pork barbecue and Texas-style beef brisket. It's been more than 10 years since Mike Markham walked away from his job as a financial planner and bought a mobile red barn from which he could sling first-rate barbecue. The food truck ultimately led to Markham opening two brick-and-mortar locations, the Mothership on Maynard Road in Cary and the Sister Eatery at Beaver Creek Crossing in Apex. These days, Markham continues to churn out tasty smoked meats and homemade side items from spaces he has expanded. Fittingly, the food has resonated so well that Big Mike's Barbecue earned the 2022 Maggie Award for Best Barbecue. Markham fondly recalls growing up in Concord, North Carolina, and every Christmas Eve would involve enjoying barbecue. My grandfather would pick us up at a cooked pork shoulder, and he would make barbecue sauce and slaw so we could enjoy a nice tradition every year. Markham's affinity for smoked pork grew even stronger when he was a student at NC State, now his alma mater. One of my best friend's dad would cook a pig for the tailgate before football games, and we would help him, he said. It was always a great time. Markham, who considers himself a pitmaster, but far from a chef, employs a low and slow cooking approach when smoking pasture-raised pork, Texas-style brisket, baby back pork ribs, and beer-brined chicken. The result? Satisfying fork-tender proteins that melt in your mouth. We use a mix of oak and hickory wood for cooking, says Markham, adding that he also uses a secret house-made rub that took him more than 200 tries to perfect. He now calls this version 201. Superb starters at Big Mike's include redneck nachos comprising Fritos, pork, molasses-infused baked beans, and blue cheese slaw, the big pretzel with beer cheese and whole grain mustard, and habit-forming buffalo chicken egg rolls. Oh, those are so good. Order the smoked chicken wings with dry rub, zesty mayo, and dry rub-based booty sauce. For the main course, choose a 1, 2, or 3-meat platter, which will arrive at your table on a metal tray lined with butcher paper. Platters include any of the nearly a dozen scratch-made side items, such as smoked Gouda mac and cheese, country-braised collard greens, and the transcendent house specialty warm smoked potato salad, another one of my favorites. For the potato salad, we use a 50-50 mix of Duke's mayo and sour cream along with cheese that melts on the fresh, warm potatoes, Mark revealed. We sell a ton of it. Consider going all in and choose the popular Big Mike's platter, piled with chopped pork and chicken, sliced brisket, smoked sausage, wings, two sides, and cornbread. Be sure to add some house specialty vinegar sauce or sweet and tangy sauce from the requisite squeeze bottles on your table. If you're in the mood for a smaller portion or something different than typical barbecue fare, choose a grilled pimento cheese or a smoked chicken salad sandwich with a side of kale slaw or the seasonal veggie. A chopped kale salad includes shredded carrots, fried sweet potatoes, and white balsamic vinaigrette. Daily specials are also available, like Taco Tuesdays, Burnt End Wednesdays and Saturdays, bacon-wrapped meatloaf on Thursdays, and Kids 12 and under eat free on Mondays. Top off the meal with a traditional banana pudding, or the Baconana, which is a variety of banana pudding topped with bacon, of course. An attached bottle shop offers a wide-ranging selection of approximately 100 craft beers in bottles and cans. Thanks to a nifty in-house chiller, any of these becomes a frosty in just over a minute. At the Cary location, 9 locally sourced craft brews are accessible on tap, while the Apex site has 16. Service at Big Mike's features a laid-back, come-as-you-are vibe, is friendly and efficient. Closed on Sundays at the Cary location, Big Mike's is open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner at the Apex spot. Full-service dine-in, takeout, and catering are offered, and outdoor seating is available at both locations. Barbecue in the Triangle is as varied as the region's population itself. Sure, there's traditional Carolina style, but there's also Texas style, Kansas City style, Latin style, and more. There are down-home family joints and more modern upscale establishments. Some are smoking whole hogs while others are cooking with cuts. There are smoked turkeys, chickens, and plenty of ribs and brisket for those who need a break from the pig. Let's get the controversy out of the way. Asking a North Carolinian, what's the best barbecue, is bound to stir up some strong feelings. These following restaurants represent some of the best and most innovative barbecues the Triangle has to offer, but by no means does that mean that there aren't other favorites out there, too. Either way, it's hard to go wrong at any of these, so grab some napkins, get those sleeves rolled up, and dive into some divine barbecue. In Durham, there's Picnic, which is located at 1647 Coal Mill Road in Durham. Picnic offers locally sourced whole hog barbecue alongside an expansive menu of southern classics like a fried catfish sandwich, deviled eggs, Brunswick stew, and more. The menu often changes with new specials and homemade desserts making star appearances. Keep an eye out for the Picnic Burger. A full bar serves beer, wine, and cocktails with catering and takeout also available. Bullock's Barbecue, located at 3330 Quebec Drive in Durham, is a family-run. Bullock's has been a Durham institution since 1940. With faded framed photographs of celebrities and sports stars dotting the window, a pay-at-the-front system, and cafeteria-style service in the dining room, expect to find barbecue joint staples like pulled pork, fried chicken, collards, mac and cheese, and more, alongside more eclectic offerings for a North Carolina barbecue shop, like Maryland-style crab cakes, chicken parmesan, and quesadillas. The Lawrence Barbecue is located at 900 Park Offices Drive, Suite 120 in Durham. Chef Jake Wood and his team at the Lawrence Barbecue quickly built a reputation for slinging some of the Triangle's most innovative meats. The menu changes frequently, but there's always pulled pork, brisket, and smoked turkey alongside the sides like mac and cheese with voodoo chip topping, slaw, and fries. The smoked birria taco, where they were so popular when the restaurant opened that Wood had to remove them from the menu, and will open an entirely separate taco spot next door. Get there early and expect a line when the meats sell out for the day. That's it. Over in Chapel Hill, Pittsboro area, The Pig, located at 630 Weaver Dairy Road in Chapel Hill, the only place in Chapel Hill currently offering whole hog barbecue. The Pig serves classic Q with some updates. There's Eastern-style pork barbecue, of course, but also pork cheek, served banh mi-style, pork tongue tacos, and fried bologna sandwiches with the bologna made in-house. For a barbecue restaurant, there's also a surprising number of vegetarian options, and it recently opened the piggyback bar behind the main shop, serving beer, wine, cocktails, and abbreviated bar snacks menu. In Pittsboro, Allen & Son Barbecue, located at 5650 U.S. Highway 15. After closing the iconic Chapel Hill location, the Allen family licensed the Pittsboro location of Allen & Son to be run by the folks behind Sanford's Stubb & Son Barbecue. The menu remains fairly similar, with a focus on sandwiches, or plates of wood-smoked pulled pork, fried catfish, and burgers, alongside plenty of classic house sides. A no-frills, cash-only Carolina-style barbecue. In Fuquay Varina or the Cary area, let's see, we've got Aviator Smokehouse, 525 Broad Street in Fuquay. It's hard to beat the combination of beer and barbecue, so the folks at Aviator Brewing decided to open a smokehouse. Pair Aviator's brews with wood-smoked pulled pork, St. Louis-style ribs, brisket, chicken, or smoked meatloaf. The Piggy Mac skillet, a popular menu item, is smoked pulled pork layered in a cast iron skillet with cheddar mac and cheese, chives, bacon, and, of course, Aviator barbecue sauce. Danny's Barbecue, 311 Asheville Avenue in Cary. Danny's Barbecue consists of chicken, ribs, pork, beef, and turkey, all slow cooked on an open pit with hickory wood. Their own original sauces are provided on the table for individual tastes. They also offer the traditional North Carolina vinegar sauce. The barbecue is served with creamy coleslaw on the side, real baked beans with pork, potato salad, corn, toasted barbecue bread, and French fries. Southern-style banana pudding is a standard dessert item. In Wake Forest, Big Al's Barbecue, always wood-smoked, never rushed, is their motto. Big Al started his business when he was considering a new chapter for his career. He missed the flavors of Alabama barbecue, so decided to bring those flavors to North Carolina. Armed with just a 40-foot trailer and a driver to perfect his craft, Big Al's got started in 2008 working weekend events and participating in competitions, eventually winning grand champion at the Cary Barbecue Classic in 2012. Since then, their ribs and barbecue have frequently made it on the Wake Forest Best of the Best list. They have been the featured barbecue vendor at the Got to Be NC Festival and have participated at the Wake Forest's Meat in the Street Festival, Raleigh's Brugaloo, and the NC State Fair. Their brick-and-mortar store is located at 950 Gateway Common Circle in Wake Forest. In Raleigh, we have a few. We've got Longleaf Swine, 300 East Eden Street. When Adam, owner and operator, met Mark, the pitmaster, over a few beers and started talking about whole hog barbecue, they knew they shared a passion. Mark's unique approach to being a pitmaster combines his Puerto Rican heritage, influences from training in the Texas tradition, and a long love of childhood immersed in the Carolina-style finishes that defines the Longleaf Swine flavor. The Pit Authentic Barbecue. The Pit is a Raleigh must-see, but their notoriety extends far beyond the Triangle, and with good reason. Chalk it up to their secret recipes, passion, service, and style. The pigs used to produce the barbecue are all raised in North Carolina using free-range farming practices. The Pit also serves brisket, baby back ribs, barbecued turkey, fried chicken, and can't-miss barbecue tofu dishes. The tradition of Southern hospitality mixes well with the Pit's contemporary setting in a beautifully restored 1930s meatpacking warehouse located at 328 West Davie Street in Raleigh. Lechon Latin Barbecue, located at 5959 Triangle Town Boulevard. Since opening in Raleigh less than a year ago, Lechon Latin Barbecue has injected new excitement into the Triangle's barbecue scene. A family-owned restaurant whose mission is to bring Latin America to your plate, featuring a variety of wood-fired, smoked, and grilled barbecue flavors, while surprising and exciting each guest with personal care and service. They are upscale street food with a Latin vibe in a relaxed environment that creates an unforgettable experience. Also in Raleigh, Clyde Cooper's Barbecue. Since 1938, Clyde Cooper's has been downtown Raleigh's go-to for barbecue. The Eastern-style pork comes chopped or pulled, and there's also chopped chicken and beef brisket. The Brunswick stew is so popular that it can be ordered by the gallon. And for something different, it has a special dog on the menu, chopped pork barbecue topped with a sausage dog and slaw. And Sam Jones Barbecue is our last one. Sam Jones is one of America's most and foremost pitmasters. And for years, fans had to make the trek east to Winterville, North Carolina, to get a taste of his award-winning barbecue. But luckily, Jones and his team opened a Raleigh location that serves much of the same menu, with some twists for the big city folk. Go-tos include the Jones Family Barbecue Tray, smoked pulled pork, a piece of Sky Inn-style cornbread, and a side. And the Jones Family Chicken Tray. Choice of white or dark meat, slow-smoked chicken quarter. Choice of bread, and a side. There's also fried catfish bites, pork skins, and pimento cheese, with plenty of sides and salads. In other Triangle restaurant news, WRAL reported on Saturday, February 27th, that a new hospitality program aims to get workers back into the restaurants. When the pandemic forced restaurants to close or cut back, many workers never returned. Jason Smith, owner of Cantina 18 in Raleigh and Harvest 18 in Durham, said while things have gotten better, it's not a place where he can open a third restaurant due to a shortage of workers. Things have slowly gotten better, but there is still a long way to go, Smith said. There is no chance I would try to go down that road right now. The staffing crisis feels like it has been set in and is here to stay for a while. Smith said in better times he would interview a couple qualified candidates every month. Now he might have one every 4 to 6 months. But a new grant might get people back on the job. The North Carolina Restaurant and Lodging Association, NCRLA, Foundation, is administering a $1.1 million hospitality workforce program and online portal. The money for the training program comes from the U.S. Economic Development Administration and the American Rescue Plan. The program, which aims to refuel North Carolina's restaurant and hospitality businesses and combat lingering labor shortages, supplies free training courses, certifications, and educational resources. The grant, according to Lynn Minges, NCRLA's CEO, is meant to help restaurants get back to where they were before the pandemic. Businesses are still struggling across the state, Minges said. We need many more workers. There are some that say we need as many as 30,000 to 40,000 more workers to meet the current demands. Some of the course's specific targets for this training program include career and technical education programs, post-secondary education programs, workforce entry and reentry, employees currently working in the hospitality industry. Minges says some of the course can be completed in as little as a half an hour, so they are ready to hit the ground running. Those who are interested in gaining these skills can get started by getting online. For Smith, it's going to make things easier for workers to return. The grant, I think, is going to make it more feasible for people to get back into the industry. Those interested in going through the training can find it at ncrla.org. The wait is over in Chapel Hill. Bombolo opened on February 23rd in the former kitchen space at 764 MLK Jr. Boulevard. It is owned by siblings Garrett Fleming and Eleanor Lacey, whom you will recognize as the same folks that brought us Big Bell Q. They will begin the dinner service Thursday through Sunday, with Mondays and brunches coming soon. Bombolo's cuisine is intentionally experimental, with a menu that has no boundaries. It traverses the globe with classic dishes and bold international flavors from France to Italy to Turkey and South Asia, a culmination of Chef Fleming's travels and culinary experience. The newest location of First Watch was slated to open this week at 605 Hillsborough Street in Raleigh, at the corner of Boylan Avenue and Hillsborough Street. The Triangle currently has 9 First Watch locations. In North Raleigh, Sushi Time opened on February 28 in Bentree Plaza. Street Tacos Cantina has opened in Sutton Square in the former Chubby's Taco Spot. Over in Apex, Sweet Talk Cafe and Desserts, a locally owned coffee shop featuring Asian-inspired desserts and specialty beverages, is opening soon in the Beaver Creek Crossing. Capriotti's Sandwich Shop will open on March 9th in the Old Pepper's Waffle House location at 127 East Franklin Street in Chapel Hill. And just outside of Chapel Hill in Chatham County, Sal's New York Pizza is opening soon in the former Papa John's spot in Governor's Village Shopping Center. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired.